You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good
news. We've seen what you can do. Power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live: to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning. Welcome to Wednesday Live. And here we are in beautiful Palm City. Yeah. I wish I could say that like Hubert. How does Hubert say it?
I can't even say it like
come
that.
Come on, come on. You're no. With him every week.
I know.
It's like
I can't do it.
I think
he takes
the word beautiful. He kind of stretches it out a little bit.
Beautiful.
You know, I get really passionate about that.
Well, yeah, and I understand why he does that, because it is really beautiful here, and we have beautiful people that we're talking to.
Absolutely.
As well. And so just consider yourself complimented if you haven't been complimented yet today. It is great to have you joining us today. You are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and we are at 89.9, and I am blessed to have with me today my full staff here, and David Francoeur.
Thank you. I feel full.
You feel full. All right. And Karen Hubbard is with us as well.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And we do have some... We have some news. We have some mail that we're going to be sharing today. We are going to be calling and speaking with a guest here in just a couple moments. And we're looking forward to that conversation. And we're going to be making that call. And so we want to give out our phone numbers here at the station, because you may want to call us and share maybe a praise report, prayer request, something like that with us. We've had a lot of mail coming in, a lot of praise reports, a lot of positive, encouraging words, really, David.
Absolutely.
A lot of cards, encouragement. Do we have any prayer requests? I guess that's what I'm wondering. I thought we had a couple prayer requests. I thought we'd start with those, and then we're going to go right to our interview.
I have just praise reports, but okay. Karen may have a prayer request.
Yes, I have one here. And this is from Inez. Says, "Please keep on praying for my two big desires, family spiritual health and the Lord's provision for my future house building progress." So, Father, we just thank you for Inez. We thank you, Lord, first for her support of WCNO Radio. Father, we ask your blessings upon her today, God. We ask you, Lord, that, you know, your word says that you give us the desires of our heart when they are in accordance with your will. So, Father, we just pray for her family, for their spiritual health, and, Lord, that you would provide for her, for her future house-building progress. Yes. And, Lord, we ask that you would bring these things together and bring her family together and draw them close to you, Lord. And, Father God, that even as far as her home-building progress, Lord, we just ask that you would put all the pieces together for her, and to keep her continuing to trust in you, because you are her provider. And we thank you, Lord, for touching her family in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And we do have a lot of other mail that we're going to get to, but I am right now looking to connect with our guest that's going to join us today. And
good morning.
And is this Dianad?
Yes, this is she.
Dianad, welcome. We're so glad that you are able to join us today. And you are, I guess I could say, a brand new business partner with our ministry. And so welcome to WCNO.
Yes, thank you. And I'm really glad to be partnering with you.
Now,
I look forward to this partnership.
It is going to be awesome because, you know, the Word has a lot to say about believers connecting. If two or three agree, doesn't take an army of people, but just two or three. So this is a good thing. And Dianad, we're gonna talk a little bit about your business. Your business is called Not Alone Home Care, right?
That's correct.
Not Alone Home Care. And it is a non-medical in-home care that provides a lot of great services that we're going to be talking about. But before we get into all of that, I want you to know that I have with me our staff that's always a part of Wednesday Live. David's here. Karen is here as well.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning.
And we are going to play the promotion spot that we just put together. And then as soon as that has played, we'll be right back. And we're going to talk a little bit about your business and about your relationship with God. And so we're very excited to have you with us. We're going to go to this spot right now, and I wanted you to be able to hear it. So I don't know if you have a radio someplace you can sort of turn on for just a couple moments, and then we'll come right back. Are you able to do that? Well,
yeah.
You know what? You'll be able to hear it on air, so you can listen on air. So that'll actually work. So we're going to go ahead and go to that right now.
Where someone you love needs professional care in the comfort of their own home, Not Alone Home Care, LLC, offers several client-centered services to ensure independent living. They can be reached at 772-202-8411 for more information.
All right. And that's sort of our beginning spot. And, of course, we may end up with some new ones down the road. And, you know, as a business partner, our goal is first to lift up Jesus in our life because we are Christ-centered and our ministry is. But secondly, to let people know, you know, who you are and what God has gifted you to do. So first let me ask you this question. How long have you known of WCNO and you've listened or somehow be connected, or how did you find out about us?
Oh man, first of all, I was raised in church, so I grew up listening to Christian or gospel music.
Okay.
So when I do listen to the radio, I look for nothing more than Christian stations. So when I came to South Florida, I stumbled onto 89.9. And I said, well, okay. And then I realized how far how you guys reach. Because sometimes I will travel and drive around between, you know, within the South Florida and see how far you guys go. So a lot of the time, or most of the time, if not, if I listen to a radio station, it would be you guys. Because that's all I listen to is gospel music and also the teaching of the Word of God.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's great. Then you've been listening to us, and, you know, people will say, as a business partner, a ministry partner, do people listen to your station? I'm like, well, you're listening to it, so yes, of course.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people that listen to our station, and so to all of our family that are listening today, just stay connected with us, because Not Alone Home Care is a new it's a business partnership with us, and so we're going to find out a little more about what you provide. Before we do that, let me ask you a little more personal question about your walk with God. How did you come to know the Lord, and tell us a little bit of your God story?
Sure. Like I mentioned, I was raised in church, so my parents have been believers. But it wasn't until, like, you know, when your parents take you to church and things like that, you're in the environment, you're learning as a child. But there's come one point in your life where you have to make that decision yourself and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And I thank God for found me and for really speaking into my heart to take that decision when I was 14 years old. So I've been working with the Lord since.
Amen. Well, you sound very young. So are you 15 now? Or yeah, no, don't tell us your age.
I was going to say 25, you know, but that's me.
That's we're not asking. We're not asking, but I did tell you I was glad that you included a photo so we would know who we were talking to, because you're not in our studio yet. But one day, God will open that up. So you were raised in a Christian family. You were raised in church, and a day came when you realized that the family's decision to believe and receive Christ was not enough for you. You made a personal decision to accept Christ.
A personal decision.
Amen.
Correct.
Amen. Amen. That takes it beyond being religious, right?
Yes, sir. I actually have a relationship with God, which does not depend on my family's Christian or their own walk with God or background or anything like that. It's personal.
Amen. And Dionad, I would just say that I am always thrilled when a believer comes into my home.
Amen.
And we had in our house, I have a special needs child my wife and I take care of. We also took care of mom and dad, my wife's parents, until the end of their life. Both of them were in our home. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome to have helping hands that are full of the love of God. And so, absolutely. So I'm sure our listeners today, as people are listening, I so wanted you to come on air and share some of your God story, because, you know, a lot of times people will be, they'll question, is this someone I can trust? Is this someone that is going to come with the heart of God's love? And so,
exactly.
You know, and of course, the word directs us that everything we do should be done for the glory of God. So that's quite awesome. Karen, Dave, do you have any questions yet? Oh, they're just Dave does.
I always have something to say, but Dionad, I'm going to preface this by saying I spent several years before I retired, which is kind of a joke because Christians never
You're
retire.
You're retired?
Yeah, I know. It doesn't look that way, but as a hospice chaplain, and
never retired.
You're right. We just do different things, sometimes for less money. But anyway, the point, I laugh at that too, but I had several years as a hospice chaplain in the St. Lucie County, and worked for most of that time in facilities, but I had a tremendous experience with folks that did what you're doing. And so part of this is simply to say, because I had a tremendous exposure to all different kinds of folks, but when people of faith were involved in that level of care, I always saw the victory of God in some very difficult circumstances. And you know that many people, their care is very demanding. It's very challenging. And I think I would just like for you to piggyback on what I've just said, maybe from, without giving names, of course, we know HIPAA is a big deal, but is there one circumstance in your caring for people as a believer that kind of responds to what I just said about God moving in difficult circumstances?
Yes, I remember a couple of years ago, unfortunately, that client has passed. Mm. But I was caring for a veteran, and he didn't know the Lord. Mm. And I found it really as an opportunity. And this is why in this field, to me, it's really more than just caring for people, and I always see it as an opportunity. God placed me around somebody to share his love, to extend his love. And that gentleman was really going through some tough times. And though he was an elderly, of course, but he had given up. Like, he wanted to just, like, I don't want to be here anymore. The health challenges he was going through and things like that. And one day I said, can I really talk to you about something? He said, well, anything that would make me feel good. I said, this will really make you feel good. So at least I'm hoping. And I started the conversation with him about what is one thing that, or somebody that he believes in, that whenever he thinks of that thing, of that person, and that gives him hope. And I was hoping maybe he would say that he believes in the man up there.
Something, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So instead, his answer was like, basically, hopeless. Like, no one or nothing he can really point out to. Maybe it had to do with the situation he was going through. Maybe he was so in despair, and he could not think of anything positive to come to mind. But when I used that opportunity and talked to him about God, and he said, but I never really thought of this. I said, maybe there's a reason why you're still around. Maybe you need to find a greater purpose.
There you go.
And see it as a blessing to be around. He said, I've never really seen it like this. Though I may be going through this, you know, there's always a reason why. But I think about it. And the next day I came and he opened up the conversation. So tell me about God. And I started to talk to him. Oh my God, it brings so much joy into my heart.
Amen.
To see that he was willing to listen to me talking about God, and was even taken a further step by asking me to pray with him.
Mm.
And he made that decision. And then 2 weeks later, he passed on.
Wow.
And I said, Lord, I truly believe you put me in that field, not just to help people, but to also have the opportunity to share your love.
Amen.
Dianad, let me tell you right now, God has definitely put us together, because you have a heart to do exactly what we believe God has called us to do, and that is to encourage, build up, and see lives change for the glory of God. And so that's really exciting. Now, I want you to tell us what kind of services you provide, but first, let people know how they could get a hold of you, whether that's a phone number, whether it's a website, and give it a couple times so people will know that. And then I want to talk about the services that you provide.
All right. So the services that we provide are homemaker and companionship. It's basically broken down into some activities of daily living that seniors need an extra hand with. They are included running errands, grocery shopping, meal preparation, light housekeeping, transportation to doctor's appointments, and so much more. So by having somebody really in the home with you, I want the seniors or anybody, our listeners that are listening, to know that there is, it does not mean that you are giving up on life. We know as we get a little older, life can be a little challenging. So getting the help around really help us to remain independent in our home and be safe.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That is awesome. Non-medical home care services, non-medical, assisting seniors so they can continue to live in a safe manner and an independent manner in their own home, right?
Correct.
Awesome. That's excellent. Now, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, we can be contacted by calling us at 772-202-8411. That number again is 772-202-8411. Or they can also call 561-541-2300. We open Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. And also available for after hours as well, to cater to every need as they come.
Excellent. We're going to play the new spot that we just put together again, so just hang in there with us, Dionne, and we'll be right back, and we're going to continue. I'd like to talk a little bit about your experience in the field and share a little bit of that after the song, after this spot. It's going to play right now.
If you or someone you love needs professional care in the comfort of their own home, Not Alone Home Care, LLC, offers several client-centered services to ensure independent living. They can be reached at 772-202-8411 for more information.
All right, so there again, you're going to hear that message on WCNO, and so if you or your family or someone you know is looking for someone to assist with in-home non-medical care services, Dionne is joining us today as a new business partner. Now, Dionne, I want you to talk about your personal experience in the field, but could you first tell us what areas do you cover? We have listeners all over the place, as you know. So what counties do you serve in?
We have our headquarters office in St. Lucie, in Port St. Lucie. So we cover St. Lucie County, but we also licensed to cover Martin County, Fundish County, Okeechobee County, as well as Indian River County.
Okay. Okay. And Indian River County. What about Brevard County?
We also cover Brevard County.
Brevard.
Yes, we do.
Okay, Brevard as well as Indian River County. Okay, excellent, excellent. Tell us a little bit about your experience. We've heard your heart, and that's awesome. We have a few minutes left here, so tell us a little bit about your personal experience and why you're in this field, why you're doing what you do, how you got into it.
All right. So I started working as a home care aide since I was in high school. I went to school and got licensed for it, and there was something that I was doing on the weekends as a student. And as I move on to college, I continue to do it. I keep renewing my license, never let it expire. I would do it on weekends and overnight helping, because I always have a heart to help, not only seniors. But a few years ago, I lost my grandfather, and he had AIDS. It just happened that day was a day that the aide was not on to work, and then he wanted to go ease himself, and then he got up thinking that he could do it, and things went wrong. So, and as a result of that, and he had multiple broken bones and things like that because he fell. So after that incident, I'm like, wow. So I really see the need for seniors to always, especially when they get to that stage where they can use the help, to always have not only somebody with them, but somebody who really cares and have passion and the heart for what they are doing. So I went to school for business, and just 3 years ago, I decided to open up my own business. I said, if I open my business, it's not going to be anything else but something that I am passionate about, something that I love, and something that I'm good at. So since I've been doing this since high school, and I've really, for been over 20 years now, so I decided to do something that I'm good at and something that I know really it will be fulfilling for me, and so that I can transfer my skills to other passionate caregivers in the field to do the same thing, and that is to care for our seniors.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love a little note that I have here from some of the paperwork that you shared with us, wherein that your mission is to go above and beyond.
Yes.
Above and beyond the needs of the clients. And that's awesome.
Correct.
That is awesome. Give us those numbers again. Again, if you're just tuning in, We are having as a guest today, Dianat, who is Volmi, who is the owner of Not Alone Home Care, LLC. And today is really the first day, I believe, Karen, that we're going to start playing the promo spots, right?
Yes, it is.
So it's going to start. It's going to start today, and we've already started playing them. And so, share with us just a bit how people can get a hold of you, and let's make sure that people know how to do that.
All right. So again, we are available around the clock to receive your calls and help you for better care. Again, our number is 772-202-8411, 772-202-8411, or you can call us at 561-541-2300. You can also visit our website at notalonehomecare.com if you would like more information about what we do and the type of services we offer.
Okay, you said that was notalonehomecare.com.
Dot com.
Okay. All right. Again, the services provided, non-medical, but there are a ton of needs in a family that fit within that. What are some of those services that you provide?
Some of the services include running errands, grocery shopping, meal preparation, life housekeeping, transportation to doctor's appointments, or simply companionship. You need somebody to hold a conversation with, to be with you around the house, and just to make sure that you are safe moving around the house. We're there for you.
All right. That is really excellent. And so I trust that you will come back and be with us on air again sometime in the near future, and we are going to look forward to seeing what God does with blessing your business and your clients as well, and we're just looking forward to building a great relationship. And one of these days, Dianat, we will look for you to have it in your schedule to come right into the studio on a Wednesday morning.
I am really looking forward to it. Thank you so much, and I thank God for this opportunity, and I trust him that he will do good things.
Amen. Well, we know he will for sure. Dianat, would you mind just lifting up a short prayer for, we have a large population that has needs in their homes, and just lift up those people today that are wondering where they're going to turn and what they're going to do.
Father, I thank you for a day like this. I give you praise and I give you glory. Amen. For all things work together for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Father, I thank you that you will provide wisdom to those that are in need for care. And I pray, O Lord, that you will open up their spirit, their mind, to make the right choice.
Amen.
To reach out to somebody that will be able to not only there to help them, but to uplift the spirit.
Amen.
I pray you will direct them in the right direction. And then you will provide somebody for them on any form. Angels may come on any form. So, Lord, I pray that you provide an angel to reach out to those who need the help. Whatever form the angel may have or may take. But we trust you, you will do it, for you never disappoint. We Amen. Give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Dianat, it's been a joy to have you with us today, and I want to just send out, in case we may not catch back up with you, I hope we do, but if not, have a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving season, you and your family, and we're looking forward to see what great things God has in store for us. Karen,
yes.
Did you have anything else to say?
I just want to say that it's a beautiful ministry that she has.
It is.
It is a ministry. Mm. It's not a job.
Yeah.
a ministry. God bless you, Dianat.
Yes.
Thank you so much, and I thank God for you guys, and I thank God for WCNO. I pray that God continue to open doors for the ministry and that the best is yet to come.
Amen. And Dionne, I have to thank you for being patient with me as my whole staff worked very hard to coach me in pronouncing your name better. My French is not too great.
Listen, you're doing great.
See your prayer. Everybody's prayers are working, so that is awesome.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Blessings. Have an awesome day.
Thank
God bless.
You. Have a blessed day.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye now.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's it's beautiful. Good to hear from her.
Yeah. If you or someone you love needs professional care in the comfort of their own home, Not Alone Home Care, LLC, offers several client-centered services to ensure independent living. They can be reached at 772-202-8411 for more information.
Well, that was a blessing, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes. Beautiful.
Wow.
Well, I'm just glad to know that people like Dionne are out there, led by the Spirit, to be available, to bring their gifts to the needs that people have.
Well, David, like you were saying, when you've worked in that field, or I know there are a lot of families that have not been able to do what my wife and I were blessed to do, and that was have her parents in our home.
Yes.
And we're caregivers because of my son, and so God really had trained us and equipped us for that. And, you know, there's other siblings in the family, but it's not always that all the siblings are going to have the same heart or have the same abilities or have the same, even the same address, because, you know, my in-laws, which I called Rachel's father dad, I called her mom. Both of my parents are with the Lord, and even when my parents were still here, I still called them mom and dad because I had such tremendous respect for them, and that was a blessing. But we live in Florida. You know, my wife's parents, they were from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the winters there, it got to where, you know, they, whether it was pleurisy or pneumonia or other problems, Dad was having a lot of issues with that. And coming to Florida was a real blessing. You know, he would come down. They started coming for like a week, probably 30 years, you know, after he retired. And they would come for a week, then maybe 2 weeks, 10 days, something like that. And then it grew, and it was a month, and then it was 2 months, and then 3 months. And, you know, eventually, it was just the blessing and favor of God. They moved in with us. But a lot of people can't do that.
That's right.
And I know for mom and dad, it was tough for dad when he could no longer drive. And mom, she never really had a driver's license. I guess back in the day in the country, you know, if you could drive a horse, you could drive a car. I don't know. I'm not sure how that worked. Not going to pick on anybody from Alabama. But, you know, anyway, you know, mom just, I don't think she ever had her license. But, you know, things like that are big losses. And mom loved her garden. Dad loved his garden. He loved to be out in the garden. So it wasn't perfect for them. And so I know if you're listening today, maybe you're at a threshold where there's some things you're not able to do, and you understand that to have a helping hand would be a real blessing, especially somebody that knows the Lord, loves the Lord, and that you know, is going to be someone that's going to do their job with the love of Christ. So
Amen.
That was a blessing to have her with us. Well, once again, at this time, we're going to ask you just to keep your radio tuned to 89.9 because we have Ma and Paul that's going to be sharing a little bit with us this morning. And this is WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and this is Wednesday Live, coming to you every Wednesday at 11 a.m. until 12. So glad you're listening today. Ma and Paul have changed their news watching habits over the years, as more of the news platforms have taken to pushing agendas popular in the world and at the same time refusing to cover some news that might be considered favorable to the conservative viewpoint. They have nearly given up watching TV news altogether. They both recognize that heavy and relentless prayer is required to lift up our nation to God. They're looking hopefully for divine deliverance and the Holy Spirit to make a clear path to revival for our nation. Ma has enjoyed a spiritual peace in this distressing time, but Paul is still struggling to arrive at a more balanced spiritual place. Today, Paul went downtown to run some errands. While he was having a coffee with Bert at the feed store, the TV above the cash register was blaring a news report. The content so angered Paul that he threw his coffee at the TV and stomped out of the store. Back at the farm, he said a quick hello to Ma and then fast walked out into the barn. Ma was concerned, but she didn't follow him to find out what was going on. She prayed and knew that when he returned, she would get her fill of what was eating at him. That time has come.
Well, Pa, you look a little bit better than when you blew in from town. What was going on?
Oh, Bert had his TV going. Them news reporters was spewing out their usual tripe and rubbish. It just got to me, Ma. Before I knew what I was doing, I chucked my coffee cup at Bert's TV and lit out for home.
Well, I can't believe you did that. You ain't never done that before. You must be really angry.
I ain't been this angry since that stupid brother of mine put itching powder on the toilet seat.
Oh, I sure remember that one, Pa. It was a week before you stopped scratching.
Yeah, and I still ain't decided to write him back into my will or not.
Pa, you gotta forgive him sometime. He's repeatedly told you he was sorry.
Sure, but he still chuckles when he apologizes. I'd like him to have a bit more remorse in his voice.
So, you got your dander up this morning, eh? I thought so, but I figured you'd want to talk to me when you got home, but you lit out for parts unknown.
Yeah, I was so angry I didn't want to blow up at you, Ma. I needed to decompress a bit. So I went into the barn first. I pulled up a bucket and sat next to the cow.
The cow?
Well, I figured she'd be a good beginning to talk about what got stuck in my craw. So I just unloaded all my thoughts right there in her ear. And you know what, Ma? It was wonderful. She just listened, nodded her head a couple of times, and then let out one, "Muh." And I thought, well, that was the most honest thing I'd heard all morning.
Honest? From our cow?
Yeah. Look, Ma, I told her just how I felt, and she told me just how she felt. I mean, "Muh" is the most honest, truthful thing that could be said. She didn't add more, try to mock my feelings, or nothing like that. Her "muh" was the best news ever.
Well, I never thought of it just that way, Pa, but you do have a point.
When I was done with the cow, I decided to walk over to the pig pen. I sat down on my bucket again and started pouring out my heart. While I was talking, well, them pigs just gathered around and listened. When I was done, they wiggled their little tails, and one of them said, "Argh."
Well, them pigs are considerate. I've always thought they were good listeners.
Me too. In fact, I'm thinking I might put out a sign next to our driveway. "Tell your troubles to a pig. $10 an hour.
Pa, I don't believe folks would take us up on that, especially since most of the folks that live around here have their own pigs to talk to.
Well, I was thinking more of them northerners what come down for the winter. Well, that's the same bunch what buys them alligator heads at the Stuckey's. I figured they'd be real curious about pig therapy.
You know, Pa, you might have just landed on a great idea. I mean, look how talking to the cow and them pigs has helped you to calm down.
Yeah. Well, I gotta tell you, what was the icing on the cake was my visit to the hen house. I just sat on my bucket, and I just opened my heart and let it all out. I mean, you could have heard a pin drop. They was so quiet. Well, when I was done, Alice, the lead layer, fluttered down from her laying box and sat in my lap. She looked up at me and said, "Arr." It was a real compassionate "Arr." And again, it was all true.
Oh, you know what, Pa? All this talk about the news and the truth had got me to thinking. Used to be that the folks that give us the news really cared about what was true. They worked hard to make sure what they were saying to us had passed a rigid set of standards. But now, seems like nobody's interested in the truth. It's all about walking on some eggshells to stay away from any truth that might offend someone.
I agree, Ma. I couldn't have said it better.
I remember old Walter Cronkite. He cared about the truth, and I trusted him because of that. And there were others like him. But now, anyone like him in the news business today He's like an endangered species.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you know, something just came to me, Ma.
It's not one of them thoughts I have to worry about, is it, Pa?
No, you can relax. What came to me is just this. While some folks might think the time I spent with our animals makes me weird, but now I know that God encouraged me to do that, to just sit down and spill out my anger and fear. I was with the cow and the pigs and the chickens, but I was really with Him, in His presence. But there was love there, too, because I really care for them animals, and God cares for all the life that He made.
My goodness, Pa, you're getting downright deep in the spirit.
Well, just speaking from the heart, all them animals had no agenda to shove at me, not like those news folks today. So I was totally free to speak what I knew to be true, get it out so I could hear myself saying it, and then I could get some understanding on my problem. And it's that understanding what gives me the peace I was looking for.
Pa, you are a genius. That Walter Cronkite feller, it's kind of what he did. He gives us the truth in such a way we can understand them important things that he was talking about. Things he believed we needed to know more about. Things that really mattered to our daily lives.
Well, that's the gist of it, Ma.
Now you got me kind of hot under the collar.
Ma, we both been in a daily wrestling match with the devil and all his lies. We're frustrated because the truth ain't coming out. But we're more frustrated because of all them folks what believe the things they hear and see on the news. Talk about the broken and the lost.
Well, when a person trusts the untrustworthy and don't know they're in a lot of trouble because of it, that destroys peace and brings in fear.
Right as rain, Ma. Well, we got to keep our praying up and encourage all the believing folks we know to do the same. I got a powerful knowing in my spirit that God ain't happy with all this stuff neither, and He's moving to make the kind of changes that will just blow the devil away.
You know, Pa, that's what I have in my spirit too. You know, I thought the things He had to say might frustrate me even more, but your words come from such a deep place of godly care that I got more peace than I know what to do with.
Well, I know what I'm going to do. The cow needs to be milked. Pigs need to be slopped, and the hens need their nest fluffed up.
Pa, why don't you let me do that today?
Well, all right, Ma. Why are you so interested in doing all them things?
Well, I want to have my own conversation with them animals. I got a few things I need to get off my chest, too.
Oh, I imagine there's some details of what we just talked about you still want peace on.
Actually, I got some things about you I need to process, like how you don't put your dirty clothes in the hamper, like how you leave dirty dishes in the sink, and like how you track dirt in the house.
Ma, I ain't that bad.
Well, let's see what the cow has to say about that.
Well, sounds like a lot of us could stand a trip to the farm. Well, Ma and Paul are on the right track. Being in a prayerful, intimate relationship with God is the key to having an unshakable peace, no matter what kind of chaos is going on around us. At the center of their concerns is the fact that people are being told what to believe rather than being given relevant facts and encouraged to think for themselves. Proverbs 12:17 is a great scripture to meditate on with this point in mind. Whoever speaks the truth gives honest evidence, but a false witness utters deceit. Let us all humble ourselves in prayer before our God who is truth and seek His outpouring of grace on a nation and a world that's starving for it. Well, there we are. Ma and Paul, some wisdom from the farm. You know, I just enjoy it when Paul starts putting some of those special sounds in, David.
Yeah.
You know, like the chicken and the cow and the, you know, that was good. And you know, the point is well served, that truly God is the author of truth, and we need to be in the Word of God to make sure that what Amen. We're letting come into our thoughts and dictate and determine our decisions is really being filtered through the truth of God's Word. That is Amen. A most excellent and important discussion that we had with Ma and Paul today. And you know, David, I've been thinking that we might want to record some of these things with Ma and Paul. We might want to air them again, maybe on a Wednesday night late, something like that. We're kind of looking into that, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Now, we have some information. Let's share some of the information we have. I think some county information. We may have some notes from our listeners. Who's going to start first?
Well, ladies go.
Ladies first.
Although she wanted me to go. You go first, Karen.
I'll go.
Okay.
Well, somebody go.
Because I have.
I mean, don't leave. Don't leave. Not asking.
No,
don't tell our listener. We don't want you to leave either. Keep the dial set on 89.9. But yes, Karen, share.
Right. So the what I have here is a release from Martin County Administration for a position that is open for a youth member.
Youth member.
Youth member, a drug and alcohol abuse awareness committee vacancy. And it looks like they're looking for a youth. And they advise the board on issues relating to adult and youth substance and alcohol abuse in Martin County. And the committee makes recommendations on some of those programs.
So this is a volunteer position.
Correct. It's a volunteer. Of course, you have to be a Martin County resident. And you can make an application to them before Friday, December 10th. And you can call Donna Gordon at 772-288-5756.
You know, I really like this, that we get these notices so we can let you know that you can make a difference. You can get involved. You can have a voice. You can know what issues are coming up. You can, I mean, of all things, we're talking about addictions. And who knows better than a godly person how to give insight into what actually works? I mean, there's tons of programs, but.
I mean, even with, because this says youth member, I mean, even someone that may have had alcohol problems,
some personal
that is
issues.
Now knows the Lord, you know, could really speak into that.
And that would be so beneficial.
Yeah.
So beneficial. So many times over the years as a pastor, David, you know this as well, people will say, I just wish I knew what I could do. Well, here's something that you could either do or maybe pray for God to raise up someone to do that. And why shouldn't we pray that God raises up individuals, just like he raised up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and just like Daniel, that are able to step into various government positions and lend influence with godly wisdom and direction.
Amen. And God, if God's calling you there, he will use you.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is in Martin County. If you're in St. Lucie County, Indian River County, any of the counties that we reach out into, and you're part of the local governments and you would like for us to communicate some of those volunteer opportunities, please send to our radio station a link so we can get those reports in. And that would go to WCNO@WCNO.com.
Yep.
David, what do you have?
Well, I have another info release from Martin County, and this has to do another volunteer position on the County Health Care Review Board. And there is a vacancy there, and this board recommends to the Board of County Commissioners those indigent individuals whose hospitalization cost shall be paid from the hospitalization fund. And so that's a very important role this commission fulfills. Again, it's volunteer. The only requirement is you cannot work for a county or for a company that does business with the county.
Okay,
that's the only,
that makes sense.
You know, but you can apply for this position by either calling Donna Gordon at 772-288-5756. Or by emailing her at dgordon@martin.fl.us and expressing your interest in the vacancy on the County Healthcare Review Board.
You know, that's another amazing opportunity, because how many times have you thought, or I know I've thought at times, who's making the decisions on how money is spent around here anyway? Who's making those decisions? And here's an opportunity to actually have some input that could influence who's going to receive the resources that are available. And what a great opportunity for a godly person to step up into some of these volunteer roles.
Absolutely.
And make a difference for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
On a daily basis. And who knows, David, maybe if you volunteered for something in local government, maybe you would meet some people that need Jesus.
I would think so.
Amen. And maybe you would make godly decisions and be able to give godly input without preaching.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know,
you mean like lifestyle.
Correct.
Yes. Lifestyle evangelism.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's
awesome.
It's a wonderful way.
And of all things today, we've, you know, we had our conversation today in reference to health care, not health care specifically, but taking care of people who have maybe various health issues that are pending, or maybe just being blessed with a long life. Being blessed with a long life has its challenges.
It certainly does. It's there's both sides of the coin there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I had a delightful pastor for years on staff, Gary Rummel, and Gary would always say, getting old is not for wimps. And I didn't know what he was talking about, you know, but I know a little more now. I'm still a long ways from old, but I mean, speaking of eternity, I'm a long ways away from old.
Absolutely. But, well, and even are you even old in eternity if there's no time? And old is a measure of time.
Well, this is true.
Just think about that.
This is true. Well, today we did talk about business partnership, but partners with WCNO, it could be a local church, it could be any kind of a 501c3, it could be a daycare. You might have a daycare. Maybe you would like for your church to grow because people find out you're actually in town. You know, you would think, well, there's churches all over the place, so surely everybody knows we're here. Well, not necessarily. Exposure is a very big thing. A lot of people listen to Christian radio. And we talk about this a lot during prayer and share, but we don't talk about it as much otherwise. So really need to say that, you know, as little as $140 a month will give you 15-second spots 5 days a week, at least one guaranteed spot. You're going to end up with more than that for sure. But if you believe in God, you believe that this ministry is established by God to touch lives, and you have a business, why not be a partner with us? Yeah. You can build the kingdom while the kingdom builds you.
Ah. If you've just found out, really,
that's what happens.
Right?
If you just found out that your business or ministry is the best kept secret in town, it's time to change that.
There you go.
We can help.
There you go. And the thing is, every dollar that comes in from these partnerships, it goes to the operational budget. So any of you that listen and you understand, we are listener supported. And, of course, we're now raising funds for the sixth month. You know, that's that's out there a ways because we just finished, you know, for October. So it runs along, and then in April we'll have another major fundraiser. But we did fall a little short. We were about a month short, and, you know, that's like $30,000 or something like that as far as in the pledging and the funds that have come in. But as of this point, over $110,000 has already come in toward this budget. It was a $205,000 budget. And we're just believing God, David and Karen, that as people listen today, that maybe you were not able to give during prayer and share. Maybe you could give today. How could they do that?
You could give by giving us a call, 888-221-8990. You could go to the website, wcno.com. and make a donation there. You could also text a donation by texting WCNO to 24365.
Yeah, or a pledge
could stop
if you don't
by
have
if
the
you'd
resources.
Like.
Or pledge. Now, we do still have some spots available for businesses and for ministries, and so you can contact us. And of course, if you want longer than 15 seconds, we can do that. You can have a 20 second or maybe even a 30 second. Some people want a minute. as far as a promotional spot. We can work that into our airtime as well. I am working on some new partnerships, and we will look to bring these partnerships on air in the very near future. We have the Right Shade of Green that we've been talking with, Sean, and I look forward to having a partnership with them. We have several others that are still in the working stage. I have a note here. Desire to become a ministry and business partner. I'm planting a seed in the kingdom. Another new business, and this business has to do with residential home care as well. So, you know, there's a place for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yep. And so we praise God for that opportunity. And again, you can call us at the station. Let us know your praise reports, prayer requests, or go online.
That's right. And online, it's at WCNO.com is our homepage there. There's a lot of things on the homepage. You can donate.
That's true.
You can also find out more information about the business and ministry partnerships. You can see our photographs. Not that that's your biggest reason for going there, but
outdated photographs.
Updated photographs, right?
Outdated.
They're outdated. Yes, we need to update them. I'm not so sure. I'm kind of happy with mine there.
Yeah.
But little stuff like that, and we're really constantly upgrading the website. So one day you'll go there, and there'll be all kinds of other cool things to look at.
There you go. We are working on that.
Yep.
And also, Karen, why don't you talk a little bit about the phone, because people can text and they also can listen on apps.
Yes, you can download the app to your iPhone or your Android. Just go to the Play Store I have that with Android. I don't know what the iPhone.
Apple Store.
Similar. Yeah. For the iPhone.
Sure, it works.
Yeah, so look for the WCNO app and make sure you don't get one that's like a third party situation because, you know,
they don't work as well.
No, they don't. And I think there's a delay with those. But our app is black and red with green letters. So it's
And if you find it's not working, please send us an email, and we'll get our tech on it. Once in a while, we'll have somebody call in, let us know we have a glitch.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it does. Like, I'll be in the, listening to something that just kind of goes out. So I just uninstall it, then reinstall it again, and it's fine.
It's back on air again. So you can do that on your computer from anywhere. So for those of you who are down from the north, keep in mind when you go back home that you can stay connected with us right here at WCNO by simply downloading those apps on your phone and also open it up on your computer. Now, before we close out today, I have a prayer request in reference to this is a an individual who's battling cancer, and his meds are creating additional problems with arthritis in his body. And so the scans and such forth are showing that he has other problems that are starting to pop up. And we are praying for this man's salvation. And so I would ask that you just join us today. I'm not going to give the name, but I would just say that this is someone that has been a blessing to the kingdom of God. Even though they are not a born-again Christian, they've been a blessing to the kingdom. And that's quite awesome. And so I would love for the Lord to just reveal himself to this individual in such a way their heart would be touched and they would receive a personal encounter with God so that their hearts could be open to have faith to believe. Father, I do lift up this precious brother battling cancer and dealing with a ton of side effects in his body. And, Father, even perhaps new problems seem to be popping up as a result of the treatment. And so, Father, we lift him up. We pray first for his salvation, that his heart would be open, that it would be softened, that his eyes would be open, that he would be receptive to the things of God. Father, you know how to reach him. You knew how to reach me. You've reached so many of us today that are listening, and some people probably discounted some of us by saying, oh, well, McLean will never mount anything. He's so hardened and so bullheaded, he would never accept Christ. But Father, you knew how to reach me. You knew how to reach our listeners today. You may be listening today. You may be like this man, that you have a generous heart, and maybe you believe that there is a God. Maybe you believe in God, but you've never actually made that decision to accept